Okay, today we're going to be learning in the third parak of Maseches Klayim, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So in the last Mishnah, we were talking about how many different types of species of vegetables you could plant in one small area, in one amma by one amma, or what we call a six tefach by six tefach area. And we said that if there are raised ridges around the edge, raised borders around the edge of the area, you could plant up to 18, according to one opinion, 18 different minim. So our Mishnah just says, you know, that's not true of all kinds of vegetables. Kol min zra'im ein zorin ba'aruga. Anything that you would call zra'im do not have this heter of being able to plant so many different species within a small little patch. V'kol min yirakos zorin ba'aruga. Only that which is in the category of yirakos, that there's a difference between that which is called zra'im versus that which is called yirakos. The heter that we were talking about is only when you're talking about yirakos, but not when it comes to Zra'im. The Bartanura points out, Hani mili b'mini yirakos shederech lizorah marugos arugos avl mini zra'im shedarkan lizorah and sadak gedola lo misham demechzu keklayim. What's the difference between zra'im and yirakos? Is that zra'im you would normally plant in large fields. So if you plant something in a large field and then you plant a bunch of them in a tiny little area, that's going to look like klayim. But yirakos are things that you would plant in small little patches. So you have a little patch here, a little patch there, even in a very tight area, that does not look like klayim. Says the Mishnah, chardol va'afun mashuf, and now getting into specifics, what counts as zra'im, what counts as yirakos? So mustard and smooth beans, chardol and afunim hashufin, so these are min zra'im, these are types of zra'im, and therefore you cannot utilize the heter that we just discussed in the previous Mishnah. But afunim hagamlanim, but if you have a different type of bean, which is some type of very large bean, afunim hagamlanim min yarek, that's considered a yarek, and therefore you do have the heter that we mentioned last Mishnah of planting all these different things in a small area. Now we said that that you can plant way more in a small area if it's the border around it is elevated, because then you could plant three different minim on each border. So gvul shayu gavah tefach min smait. What if it started out as an elevated border, meaning it was elevated one tefach, but then it was minimized in some way? So kasher, it's still going to be kasher. Because it was kosher to start with, meaning that it was, as long as you planted it while it was elevated, even though it may now have been minimized in some way, it may have been lowered in some way, it's still going to be kosher. So then the Mishnah says, Hatelim ve'amas hamayim, if a furrow or an amas hamayim, a place where water flows through or used to flow through, the point is that now it's dried up and therefore it's available to plant in there. Shema mukim tefach, that's one tefach deep. So you have something in the ground that's a tefach deep, like a passageway in the ground that's a tefach deep. So zorim l'tochan shlosha zeronin, you could plant three different types of seeds in that area. Echad mikan ve'echad mikan, one on top of on each side of the that waterway, or what used to be a waterway, on each side of that, I don't even know what to call it, a furrow, I guess, ve'echad be'emtza, and one inside, in the depth, as long as there's a tefach and a half of space in between them, that's going to work. And the chiddush over here is that, of course, if there's a tefach and a half of space, it's going to work. So Bartanur points out, b'sfas ha'telem l'rach, l'vachs b'sfas ha'cheres, v'achs be'emtza ha'telem, v'holich v'zorah mikol min, atchi m'ruchak, and zem yizah tefach u'mechsa, v'shein amuk in tefach l'rabusa nak. That the chiddush over here is that this is a chiddush because the Yerushalmi has a shita that says that it's asur. Why would anyone say that it's asur? What would potentially be the problem is that it looks like it's packed in a tight area, because it looks like the one in the middle is surrounded on both sides by the two plants that are elevated right above it. So even though it doesn't look great, since you technically have the one and a half tefach distance. Now, granted, the one and a half tefach distance is in height also, but since you have that one and a half tefach distance, that's good enough, and you're allowed to plant the three in by this furrow in the ground. Now, Mishnah Gimel is going to talk about Again, planting a lot of different vegetables right near each other. So if let's say you have a field that the corner of the field enters into or directly borders on the side of another field. So it's not like two fields side by side. It's one field is like angled and the other field is straight. So it's the corner of one field that borders on the other field. That's mutter, even though they go right up against each other. Near a kisof sedeu, because you can very easily see that they are two distinct fields, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Now we already learned this in the second parak, but we learned it about a field of grain. Now we're learning it about a field of yurakos. That's the only difference, I think. So the Mishnah is telling us over here that even when it comes to yurakos, you have the same heter. Now we also learned in Mishnah in the previous parak that if you plant one kind of vegetable inside of a field of another kind of vegetable, I mean, you have a field that has one min, and then you decide you want to plant right in the middle of the field another min that you have to leave a certain distance of six tfachim in between the different species that you're planting. So the Mishnah just elaborates like how much distance, not just how much distance you have to leave, but if there are any other qualifications that are necessary other than just the six tfachim on each side. So he says, so there's Yarak. If you have vegetables planted in your field, and you decide that you want to plant a different vegetable in the field, you'll leave six tefachim on each side. So Bishmael Omer, actually, I tell him a foolish mirosh asad about rosho. Not enough to just leave six tefachim on each side, but you have to make sure that it goes from one end of the field to the other. Meaning the other min that you're planting has to completely divide and split the two other fields into, the things that surround it into two totally separate entities. They can't connect in any way, because if they connect in any way, it's ki'ilu, they swallow up the other min that you are planting in the middle of it. So you have to go from one end of the field all the way to the other with this other min. So, but Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva Omer Orech Shisha Tfachim. No, as long as there's six Tfachim on one, in between this and the things that surround it, on the right side and the left side, and maybe on the top also. It doesn't have to go from end to end. As long as there's six Tfachim. As long as there's six tefachim wherever it borders on another min, that's going to be good enough. V'rochav miluo, the width of the actual other min that you're planting should also be a six tefach of other planting. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says rochav kamlo rochav haparsa, that the furrow that you're actually planting only needs to be the width of the width of your foot, which we assume is really only one tefach. It doesn't need to be six tefachim. You just need to be able to walk around the vegetable garden and be able to water it. So you only really need this one tefach. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So the planted row has to have, according to Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, a minimum of six tefachim. Rabbi Yehuda says only one tefach is necessary. And Rabbi Yehuda would agree with Rabbi Akiva that it doesn't need to go from end to end, obviously, that you only needed to border on one end of the field, but on the other three sides it could be surrounded by other items. So to basically summarize what we learned today, so Mishnah Beis, we learned that the heter that we have to plant a million different kinds of things or 18 different kinds of things in a small area does not apply to Zeraim. It only applies to Yerakos. We defined what counts as Zeraim and Yerakos, and we said that it also works even if it started when it was one tefachai but has since been minimized to less than one tefachai. And we discussed planting three different minim by a furrow, one on each side and one in the bottom, one inside. And then in the Mishnah Gimel, we said that that if you want to plant another min inside of an existing field, so you need to be marchik six tefachim, but we had three deos as far as whether there are other qualifications as well. Do you have to make sure that it goes from end to end? Does it not have to go from end to end, but you need at least six tefachim? Or does it not have to go to end to end, and you only really need one tefach rather than six tefachim? Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Dalit.